It's Tuesday and time to read from your emails and web comments. We talked with Dawn Turner Trice last week about how we discuss sensitive subjects among friends of different races or don't talk about them. As Catherine Bowen emailed to tell us, I'm an African-American woman, and I have found that only a very few of my white friends ever want to talk about race. Additionally, around my office, white people did not talk to black people about OJ, President Obama, or the arrest of Henry Louis Gates, but they talked to one another. Since this has been going on for years here, I don't approach racial subjects with any of them. One subject our listeners had no trouble talking about, crime stories. Walter Mosley, the man behind the E.Z. Rollins detective series, and Renee Balsay of Law & Order told us why they're so fascinated with crime fiction, and so did many of you. This email from Suzanne. What I enjoy so much is the simplicity and knowing that, for the most part, the hero or heroine will prevail because of their intelligence and desire for good to win out. Even if they are imperfect, their best side will rise, and I love solutions. There is always a solution and a beginning, a middle, and an end. For another listener, it's more personal. I am a survivor of violence. In real life, my attacker was never caught. I watch crime shows because watching the bad guys get caught over and over again gives me some sense of vicarious closure. That by email from Stephanie in Minnesota. And speaking of indulging ourselves, Garrison Keillor took time away from the Prairie Home Companion to pick the top 10 joys of the state fair. Based on the comments we saw, many of you agree with Laura Hartwig, who emailed from Idaho. The fair exists for the food. I look forward to the tater twisters. Using a blade and an electric drill, a potato is turned from normal fare to a cross between a French fry and a potato chip. You get to choose your own toppings to create your signature flavor. Mine, malt vinegar and sea salt. There is also an ice cream treat in the look of a baked potato. I'm getting hungry. Finally, a correction. We wrapped up the summer movie festival last week with movies about food. Big Night, Goodfellas, Babette's Feast. One caller mentioned The Last Supper and said it starred Wesley Snipes, and the emails came pouring in. It was Courtney B. Vance in the role of Luke. Thanks to everyone who wrote in with the correct name. If you have comments, questions, or any other corrections for us, the best way to reach us is by email. Our address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. Talk of the Nation is produced by Susan Lund, David Gura, Dahlia Martinez, April Failing, and Barry Hardiman. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Our associate producer is Sarah Handel. She also produces our web content. Gwen Newton directs the program. Drew Reynolds is our technical director, and he gets engineering help from Sean Phillips and Jerry Tennant. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Talk of the Nation's senior producer is Carlene Watson. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer. Ella McDonald is NPR's executive producer of news programming. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary.